Hi everyone, it's Elliot. And before starting to talk about the film, I can suggest you to go watch the two podcasts made by high school students at the cinema. One being on a play who talk about Alan Turing and his story, and the other on the movie Mid-90s, directed by Jonah Hill. Now we are going to talk about the Psycho movie. It is an American horror thriller in black and white, directed by Alfred Hitchcock. It is the story of Manon Crane, a young woman who flees but stops in the wrong motel. I will not say more, because now I'll let the students explain in details the story and techniques of this film. I will let you hear the general overview speakers with Laure, who will start talking to us about the 60s.
The movie Psycho was created in 1960. 1960 are called the 60s. The 60s are between 1960 and 1969. The 60s are known as the countercultural decade, as one of the irresponsible excess, flamboyance, the decay of social order and the fall or relaxation of social taboos. In London, it was called the swinging 60s. So there was a revolution in social norms, including religion, morality, law and order. Clothing, music, drugs, dress, sexuality, formalities, civil rights, precept of military duty and schooling. The 60s were a transition from classic Hollywood filmmaking to more daring psychological experimental cinema. The decade showed major shifts in attitudes toward authority, gender role and psychology.
Hello, I'm Leo, and today I'm going to present you two characters of the film Psycho, Marion Crane and Sam Lewis. Marion Crane is one of the principal characters of Psycho, secretary in an estate agency. She steals $40,000 to her employer to start a new life with her lover, Sam Lewis. On the run, she finds a motel for the night, held by the troubling Norman Bates. Her destiny was tragically changed under the shower in a cult film scene. This character embodies guilt and implacable destiny, serving as the narrative pivot of the film. The second character is Sam Lewis. Sam Lewis is the Marion's boyfriend, a mechanic in farewell. He is presented as an honest man. After Marion's disappearance, he investigates with Lila Crane, Marion's sister, and eventually uncovers the truth about Norman Bates. Sam is the hero, a contrast between him and Norman.
Hello, it's Tom LeCrew, and today we will speak about the actor of the film Psycho. Norman Bates, played by Anthony Perkins, is an American actor and director born the 4th April 1932 in New York and died the 12th September 1992 in Los Angeles. He is best known for his role as Norman Bates, the main character in Alfred Hitchcock's film Psycho. At the end of his teen years, he follows the print of his father, ending up in Broadway. His theatrical experience in the early 1950s ended in mixed reviews, and he made his film debut in 1953, starring in George Cukor's The Actress. Janet Leigh, born Janet Helen Morrison, the 6th July 1927 at Merced, and he died the 3 October 2004 in Beverly Hills. She is an actress and dancer American. She was known for his role of Marion Crane in Alfred Hitchcock's films Psycho. She is the mother of the actress Jamie Lee Curtis.
Hello, today I'm going to present you Norman Bates and Milton Arbogast. Norman Bates, played by Anthony Perkins in Psycho, is a complex and disturbing character. He runs a quiet motel and lives with his overbearing mother, Norma. Despite appearing shy and harmless, Norman suffers from dissociative identity disorder. When he adopts his mother's persona, he commits murder, including the iconic killing of Marion Crane. His character explores a theme of guilt, trauma, and mental dissociation, making him both a tragic and terrifying figure in cinema. Milton Arbogast, played by Martin Balsam, is a private detective in Psycho. He is hired to find Marion Crane, who disappeared after stealing money. Arbogast investigates and discovers that Marion stayed at the Bates Motel. He goes there, meets Norman Bates, but as he looks into these things more, he is killed by Norman's mysterious mother. His death is a big moment in the film, adding more suspense and danger.
Hello everyone, today I will introduce you to the character of the sister and the police officer in the film Psycho. Lila Crane, played by Vera Miles, is the younger sister of Marion Crane. Unlike her sister, who seems more dreaming and willing to take risks to change her life, Lila is more rational. She plays a key role in the film's plot, as it is she who, along with Sam Loomis, decides to investigate Marion's disappearance. Lila is a woman with a strong character. She does not hesitate to confront suspicious people and ask persistent questions, especially of Norman Bates, who she immediately distrusts. Her intelligence and intuition alone her to quickly understand that something is wrong at the Bates Motel. Marion Crane is stopped on the side of the road by an anonymous police officer wearing dark glasses and possessing a cold, authoritarian demeanor. He is playing by actor Mort Miles. He played only a minor role in the story. This officer creates immediate tension and heightened Marion's anxiety. His fixed stare and inquisitive tone make her uncomfortable, underscoring her guilt and stress. He chooses to represent an indirect truth and reinforces this psychological tension in the first part of the film. Thank you.
And now we are going to hear the reviewers, who will tell us what the students thought of the movie. With Titouan, who will start?
Hello, I'm Titouan, and I represent to you the review of Two Spectators after seeing Psycho. I questioned two professors who were present at the screening to see their opinions. Their response was, "This is the first time I've seen the movie, so I've seen it from a different perspective. What is the school's strategy for approaching it? What I'm doing to learn? It seemed to me that it didn't not like at all. And so it's super interesting, because that's the origin of their films that are very popular, like Fighting Club or Split, which would never have exist without Psycho. I have the impression that knowing the origin of all their movies that are enjoying today does not immunize Hitchcock from the old age of his movie, because we are constantly evolving. We find a similar opinion with the second person. It's a movie I really like, one of my favorite movies. So since I was young, I watched it almost 10 times, and so I always liked the aesthetic and the actors, so it's really a cult movie for me. After acting, I am a little disappointed that it didn't like by students. After, I understand, because we are changing from the rhythm of recent movie. Here is what they think about the absence of color and slower shot, which may seem interesting to young people. I think it's a mixture of slow rhythm and a plan that students don't like. I found the close-ups where we feel like you're looking at the bag or through the window at the beginning of the movie. Very interesting. There are some very nice black and white films that they enjoy it. Very interesting to know. Thank you for listening.
Unlike Titouan, Basil Baptiste and I interview students who had a generally positive opinion about the film. Personally, I focus on terminal students. First, I ask a student for a point of view on the film, and she answers that she really appreciates the director's imagination, especially knowing that this was the first trailer with such a deep storyline. Then I interview a group of girls and ask them if they like the film. They answered yes, they love it. And one of them especially said, "A lot of suspense and very intriguing, I really enjoy it." After that, I asked them what they liked the most about the film. One of the girls said that for her it was the staging and the music because it creates a really uncomfortable atmosphere. Another one said, "The shower scene, it was incredible, can we talk about how it was filmed?" One of her friends reacted and said, "Yes, same. I already seen a clip on social media, but I didn't know which film was from. Anyway, I'm really happy I watched this movie." Finally, I interview one last student who had a rather different opinion from his classmate, because he found the ending too predictable and the beginning of the film too slow.
Hi, I'm Basil. For my part, I asked three previous students about their opinions on the movie and whether they would recommend it to their friends. Here's what they answered. The first student said, "It was super intense. It put a lot of constant pressure. The main character is scary, but fascinating. The atmosphere with the music and scenes creates a lot of tension. Sometimes it's a bit confusing. You don't understand everything, but it adds to the wildness of the film. It's really a movie that makes you think about madness. Yeah, I recommend it to my friend, but especially to those who like movies that make you think and feel uncomfortable. It's not for relaxing. You have to pay attention." The second student replied, "Honestly, I didn't really like it. The movie is super slow at the beginning and it kind of bored me. The main character is too strange. I couldn't connect with him. The atmosphere is too odd, almost disturbing, and I found it a bit hard to understand. On the other hand, towards the end, it gets a bit more interesting, but I was expecting more action. I wouldn't really recommend it to my friend unless they like psychological films that make them uncomfortable. It's not really my thing." The third student said, "I thought it was pretty cool. The movie is very intriguing. It played with your mind. The main character is a bit scary, but it made me want to know what he was going to do next. The atmosphere is pretty heavy, but it creates suspense. I like the development of the film, even though some scenes were a bit strange. The ending surprised me. It wasn't what I expect. Yes, I recommend it to those who like movies that make you think and have some suspense. It's not an action movie, but it has its own thing." So now, I will pass it over to Baptiste to hear the opinion of second students.
Hi, I'm Mathis. I questioned three people of second to ask them what they thought of the movie Psycho. They gave me no same response. First, honestly, it was interesting. I had never seen a monochrome film before, and I was quite an experience. The story itself was interesting. It was not the most thrilling I've seen, but it was not boring either. Second, for its age, the movie is okay. The story is a bit predictable, but overall, I think it's good. The acting is pretty decent, but the murder scenes are a bit outdated. You can really feel the age of the film in the scene. Third, honestly, for a film from the 60s and the first thriller featuring a psychopath, Psycho is a good horror movie. The special effects are no longer realistic, so you don't feel the tension. The acting is really good, but it's no kind of the movie I would watch for pleasure.
On the other side, we have Mathis, Clara, Mathieu, and Anna. They will break down the film's visual and sound. Mathis will take us through the music that sets the mood. Clara will analyze the shots and other key elements. Mathieu will shed some lights, literally, on the film's lighting, and Anna will give us an inside look at the costume. Get ready for an exciting show filled with insights and cover and discoveries. Sit back, turn up the volume, and let's get started.
Hello everyone, I'm going to speak about the movie Psycho. The music for Psycho is in black and white, like the film itself. This is how composer Bernard Herrmann described his music for this Alfred Hitchcock film. The fact that this work features only string means there are no orchestral colors, but this music is not without its effects. How can we forget frenetic and distressing rhythm that appears from the opening credits? The music of the main character, Marion Crane, as she feels. This very characteristic music begins with five percussive notes, followed by energetic music that immediately sets the mood. The composer was inspired by the opening Divertimento for strings by Hungarian composer Béla Bartók, which being using the name ensemble also as this characteristic of moving music. Can we not remember the music from Shawshank with those well-known shrill violins?
In Psycho, costumes subtly reflect character psychology. Marion Crane with light-colored dresses, symbolizing innocence, will her shift to a black robe marks a moral conflict. Norman Bates dresses in simple, boyish clothes, maintaining his harmless facade. Sam Loomis and Lilia Crane wear practical classic outfits, emphasizing reliability and determination.
Hi everybody, I'm Clara, and today I will be for you your analyze for the camera shots of the Psycho film. We can see multi plans that each represent a different message. In the Psycho movie, we can see close plans, especially when Marion flees with her car, and we can see her concern on her face. We can also see this type of shot when she prepares to flee and the cameraman decided to film stolen money. There is also the moment when Marion will be killed in her shower. We see her face represent the terror due to her imminent death. When the car containing the body, the things, and the stolen money has trouble sinking, the close plans show us Norman's misunderstandings, but there is above all a touch of humor. Finally, to end this type of plan, you can see this when Norman looks through the hole in the wall separating his office and Marion's room. The shot allows to see the character's unhealthy sides. In this film, we can also see long shots, for example, when we discover the home of the campers, or during the first scene when we see the view of the city. This type of shot is for context. We can see distant shots when the inspector is going to be killed. This shot allows us to feel a suspense and have an unexpected surprise effect. Finally, we can see normal shots for normal things that don't particularly deserve to be analyzed by the viewers, such as when Marion arrives at the real estate agency, when Norman cleans up the crime scene, or when the car is sinking. These are important scenes, but without real suspense. And here our analysis is finished. Thank you for your listening. And bye!
Hello, I'm Mathieu, and today I'm going to speak about the lighting in the movie Psycho. So first, the movie is always filmed in black and white, which offer an experience more stressful and dark during the whole movie. Also, when Marion drives, the lighthouse of the car in front of her flash Marion, so this gives a form of pressure and stress on her.
and in the scene where it happened. In fact, the good part of the movie is at night. So this, we dive in a scary atmosphere, like in a horror story. When Marion comes to the motel, when he looks at the big house of the owner, we can see the contrast between the silhouette of the mother in black and the white window. So this makes us doubt whether this woman is real or it is Marion's imagination that takes over. Thank you for listening.
Hello everyone and welcome to the radio show. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of cinema with a film that has left a lasting impression. And to explore it, we have two teams ready to uncover all its secrets. On one side, we have Noémie, Charlotte, Tess, Léo and Talina, who have prepared a special quiz about the movie. Léo will be the challenger. Will he be able to answer all the questions? Stay tuned to find out.
Hello Léo, today we are going to ask you all our questions about the film Psycho. The first question where you will be given choice of answers, the second one where you will have to develop your own answer, and the third is a personal reflection. Ready?
I'm Talina. Léo, what's the profession of Norman Bates? Receptionist, waitress, cops.
Receptionist?
Yes. Who is the main character?
It's Norman.
Yes. In your opinion, the traumatist of Norman plays a role in his mental illness?
I think the traumatism of Norman have a role in his mental illness because his dad was dead and it was the start of the fall of his mental.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Noémie. What name Marion wrote on the register at the motel? Simon, Samuel or John?
Simon?
No, it's Samuel. What is the Norman hobbies?
Norman likes to spend his free time to have some dead animals in his house.
Yes. And do you think this movie shows a good representation of mental illness?
I think it isn't a representation of mental illness. The movie is very caricatural.
Okay.
In which city, Amtes, in which city does the film begin? Los Angeles, Fayetteville, Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Yeah, that's right. Why does Marion escape the town?
It's because the boss of Marion asked her to deposit some money, but she ran away with the money.
Yeah, it was $40,000. According to you, was the mother the killer or the son?
Norman is the killer, but mentally his mother is.
Yeah, sometimes it is his mother who takes control, other times it is himself. According to the psychology who intervened at the end of the film to get a confession from him, the mother's personality completely blocked her son's one.
Hello, it's Charlotte.
What's the person that got killed after Marion? Arbogast, Sam or Lila?
Arbogast.
Where does Marion get killed?
Marion was killed in the Norman's motel.
Yes, in her shower. Will you say that suspense plays an important role in Psycho? If yes, why?
Yes, a lot, because literally during all the film, a suspense sound absorbing us.
So the difference of knowing the spectator is able to anticipate imminent danger, holding the position of an impotent witness to come to help the character, the lengthening of the duration which only makes the wait worse, the precision of editing, framing and music ensures the dramatic efficiency of the Hitchcockian suspense sequences. Thanks for your answer, Léo.
You're now listening to Iman, and I'm going to wrap up this episode.
Psycho is one of Alfred Hitchcock's most famous films and a big step forward in cinema history. It changed storytelling by surprising audiences with unexpected twists and deep psychological themes. The film explores ideas like duality, repression, and madness, which still make people think today. From a technical perspective, Psycho stands out for its black and white cinematography, Bernard Herrmann's music, and Hitchcock's brilliant editing, especially in the famous shower scene. His use of lighting and framing draws viewers into Norman Bates' disturbing world, making the film even more intense. Even over 60 years later, Psycho remains one of the most important thriller and horror films ever made. It has influenced many filmmakers and continued to be analyzed, appreciated, and feared just as we did, and Hitchcock won it. You can now, if you want to, do the quiz to test your knowledge about the film.